Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On this morning's CUNA Media Call, the Foundation's very own Gigi Hyland came on and talked about the organization's new CU Aid app, which can help credit unions help their communities in the event of a disaster. She outlines four ways that it can do this, so check it out.
So for those of you that are familiar with CUA, you know it's the disaster relief arm of the Foundation's work, where we reach out to credit unions and ask for contributions in order to help our credit union family that is affected by disaster. And you've seen that in many years in the past, whether it be wildfires or Hurricanes Katrina and Rita a long time ago. And based on Hurricane Michael, which happened a couple of years ago and affected the panhandle of Florida, we realized that there was an opportunity to develop an app that would allow credit unions to connect in times of disaster. And we launched this app in July. We've had a couple of webinars, and we have a few more coming that talk about what it is and what it does. But in brief, it does four basic things. Number one, it allows a credit union to go into the app and to actually prepare for disaster. So it has a really robust checklist where they can go through and make sure that they have everything in place in case they have a disaster. What's really important about credit unions filling out that prepare form is that that populates the back end of the app, which I'll talk about in just a second. Credit unions can also, number two, they can report a disaster. So if a credit union has just been hit by a tornado, they can get on the app, they can report a disaster. That comes to us at the National Credit Union Foundation, and then we pick up the phone and we call the League and the State Credit Union Foundation and immediately coordinate how we get relief to credit unions and most importantly to credit union employees and their volunteers so that they can focus in on serving members in times of disaster. The third part of the app is called Connect. It allows credit unions to connect with each other when disaster happens. So in other words, what we saw in Hurricane Michael is that credit unions needed portable generators, they needed cash, they needed personnel who knew their core systems because their own personnel were struggling to get their homes in order. They needed burner phones on a particular network because the other network was down. So this is an opportunity for credit unions to go into the app to list the state or the region where they're in, to list what they need. And then what happens is that populates with a whole list of credit unions locally and regionally that might have exactly what they're looking for. And so if you think about it as I use the term maybe a swap shop or almost a sort of a Craigslist online for credit unions to essentially share and cooperate amongst themselves for the things they need to get back up and running and serve members. And all the information that was in the prepare forms that credit unions filled out is what populates that Connect part of the app. And then last but not least, number four, credit unions can actually donate to CU Aids through the app. So if we have credit unions, let's say, in the middle of the country that aren't experiencing a disaster, but they want to help credit unions, let's say, along the East Coast that are dealing with a hurricane, they can donate to CU Aid. That goes into our general disaster relief fund, and we disperse that money based on the conversations that we have with the League and the State Credit Union Foundations. As you might guess, with several disasters happening right now, we've dispersed money already to Louisiana and to California and Nevada. We're working with the League of Southeastern Credit Unions and the Cornerstone Credit Union Foundation and the Northwest Credit Union Foundation to respond to the other impacts of not only wildfires but hurricanes. So that's a brief overview. There's lots of information on our website. Happy to answer any questions, Lauren, so thanks again for the opportunity.
Thank you very much for that information, Gigi, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast.